The nagging little question of conversion optimization.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
It's the Conversion Scientist Podcast. I'm Brian Massey, the Conversion Scientist. This article originally appeared on MarketingLand, www.marketingland.com, in the Analytics and Conversion column. Subscribe to the Conversion Scientist Podcast at the Conversion Scientist, www.conversionscientist.com. The drop in conversion rate was sudden and deep. After months of testing, we had seen a steady increase in the number of leads that one website generated. Then, in one day, all of our progress had evaporated. The conversion scientist on the account saw the drop. He may have soiled his lab coat. Usually such a drop can be traced to a break in the analytics tracking code. Then the client called, wondering what had happened to their robust lead flow. This was real. When we tracked down the cause of this catastrophe, we found the answer to a question that is hard to answer for most optimizers, the nagging question of conversion optimization. The best metric for measuring the success of a website optimization project is the ASF, or accounting smile frequency. If the online business is growing and the marketing costs aren't, then the people watching such things smile. But there's always a nagging question in their mind. How much of this gain was from optimization and how much was from natural market forces? This is an impossible question to answer definitively. Conversion optimization doesn't happen in a vacuum, though we would prefer that. So how do we know optimization is really making a difference? You don't get all of your wins. Whenever your site is being optimized, you will see a series of reports as tests come to maturity. 10% gain. Oh, inconclusive test. 6% gain. Wow, a 29% gain. If you add up all of these wins, you would expect to see a 45% increase in revenue. For any business, that would be a game changer. But you don't. In your before and after analysis, you might see a 10% or 15% or 20% increase in actual conversion rate when the changes are rolled out to the site. Did your optimization team lie to you? The messy observer effect. The observer effect states that the act of observation will alter the state of what is being measured. I've created a corollary for the web that states the act of measuring an audience will change the way the audience behaves. The tools we use to measure a website change the results in subtle ways. When we stop measuring, the visitor's behaviors revert to the previous state. For example, let's say we're changing the text in a headline on a landing page. Our testing tool shows the original headline to the first visitor. Then it loads the page for the second visitor and instantly changes the headline to something new. Visitors coming with slow or overburdened browsers can sense this almost immediate change. This subtly draws a visitor's attention to the very thing we're testing. Someone who would not normally study the headline will pay more attention. Over a large sample size, this can have a meaningful impact on the results, artificially swaying the test in favor of the new headline. If the new headline flash was responsible for 10% of a 20% lift, we would only see a 10% increase when the new headline was rolled out and the flash went away. There are any number of ways a measurement tool will influence visitors. It could be a change in load time. The tool could affect the execution of code native to the page. Browser plugins like ad blockers could be affected. The bottom line is that the optimization tools may introduce an error greater than the statistics report. Statistics lie. Mark Twain popularized the saying, "There are three kinds of lies: lies, damned lies, and statistics." When we do a split test, we are taking a sample of the visitors and trying to statistically predict their behavior. We're using methods you have forgotten from your Statistics 101 class to become oracles of visitor behavior. When we conclude a test that shows us a 15% gain over a certain period of time, we could say that we have a statistical probability that all of the visitors will convert at a 15% higher rate over all times. Unfortunately, your visitors don't remember Statistics 101 class either. They don't follow the rules perfectly. It isn't hard to see the limitations of statistical estimates. When we first engage with a client, we usually do what is called an AA test. We split test two identical pages. Nothing changes. Both have the same tools installed on them. Yet we never see the same result from each. One may convert at 2.1%, while the other, identical page, may convert at 1.9%. This may seem like a small amount at first glance, but it represents a 10.5% artificial lift for the higher performing treatment. In this case, we'd be suspicious of our setup. However, a difference of 1% or 2% would be considered normal. The two pages saw similar samples of visitors, offered the exact same experience, and yet came to different conclusions about how visitors at large would behave. We test on segments of traffic. When testing, we never test against a sample of visitors that represents the entire population. If we are testing in the cart, we're only testing a segment of visitors that show high intent to buy. If we are testing on the homepage, we are testing a different flavor of visitor than those that enter through a product page or a blog post. None of these visitors is like the average visitor because there is no such thing as an average visitor. Your website is a collection of segments. We routinely focus our testing tools on mobile visitors, returning visitors, and paid search visitors. When we find an increase for these segments, it is unlikely that we would see an equivalent increase for all visitors to the site. Coincident events. Sometimes things happen that affect a site's performance. The market changes. Email campaigns go out. Changes in PPC ads and bidding can change the shape of the traffic. New products are released. All of this can drive conversion rates higher independent of the efforts of your optimization team. If these things happen during a test, our results may be wrong. We may choose a winner that only worked during the World Cup. If one of these coincident events begins at the same time we launch a test, it can look like one of our ideas failed, when under normal circumstances, it would have been a winner. We usually discover these maddening events in post-test analysis. Results may suddenly change during a test. Sometimes coincident events are only revealed when we roll out a winning change and don't see a lift in conversion rate. We actively work to eliminate these effects. We end tests before promotions. We exclude email traffic to reduce the effects of promotional blasts. We retest wins that we find during peak periods, like the holiday shopping season, to see if they work in off-peak periods. Coincidence is not a close friend of science. The light switch test. If all of these issues make testing seem like a crapshoot, let me assure you that it's not. This was proved when we were confronted with a radical drop in conversion rate. Let's pick up the story again. Our client had seen a sudden deep drop in leads overnight. This wasn't a change in traffic. The conversion rate accompanied the drop in leads. No Google algorithm change to blame here. As it turns out, this was an accidental light switch test. To do this test, you have to be able to revert all of your changes back to one of your controls. You then turn your changes off to see what happens. The change in performance, the lead conversion rate or revenue per visit, for example, tells you how your changes have affected the bottom line. Then you turn them all back on, expecting a return to the optimized performance. It's like flipping a light switch on and off to see what it controls. This is a test we would never recommend. It can be very expensive, and its only use is to validate the optimization efforts. You don't learn anything new from it. Now, this client had been slow to update their site, but they wanted to harvest the leads at the higher conversion rates that we had tested our way to. So we simply used the testing tool and our JavaScript stack to morph their site into every visitor's browser. You can see where I'm going here. During routine maintenance, the script for the testing tool was removed from the site. Immediately, all of our changes had disappeared. The light switch had been turned off, and the site was almost exactly like it had been months before. The conversion rate dropped to almost the exact level it had been before we started testing, and the drop matched the lift we had claimed from our analysis. It was several hours before the light was turned back on. As expected, the conversion rate returned to normal. This kind of validation is rare. There is no better way to improve the performance of a website than a sustained and disciplined conversion optimization program. However, it's important to know that your results are colored by your tools, by statistical aberrations, through segmentation, and by unfortunate coincidences. Conversion Sciences offers a complete turnkey optimization service. We've got the data scientists, we've got the designers, we've got the coders. All you need to do is call for a free consultation at www.conversionsciences.com and find out what a conversion optimization program would do for your online business. I'm Brian Massey, the Conversion Scientist. Thank you for listening.